A radical lawyer and supposed civil libertarian, Clarence Darrow, today a hero to the left for his defense of evolution in the Scopes monkey trial, both stumped for the CPI and defended the government censorship efforts. "When I hear a man advising the American people to state the terms of peace," Darrow wrote in a government-backed book, "I know he's working for Germany." In a speech at Madison Square Garden, he said that Wilson would have been a traitor not to defy Germany, and added, "Any man who refuses to back the president in this crisis is worse than a traitor." Darrow's expert legal opinion, it may surprise modern liberals to know, was that once Congress had decided on war, the right to question that decision evaporated entirely. An interesting standard, given the tendency of many to assert that the Bush administration has behaved without precedent in its comparatively tepid criticism of dissent. Once the bullets fly, citizens lose the right even to discuss the issue publicly or privately. Acquiescence on the part of the citizen becomes a duty. It's ironic that the ACLU made its name supporting Darrow at the Scopes trial. The rationing and price-fixing of the economic dictatorship required Americans to make great sacrifices, including the various meatless and wheatless days common to all of the industrialized war economies in the first half of the 20th century. But the tactics used to impose these sacrifices dramatically advanced the science of totalitarian propaganda. Americans were deluged with patriotic volunteers knocking on their doors to sign this pledge or that oath, not only to be patriotic, but to abstain from this or that luxury. Herbert Hoover, the head of the National Food Administration, made his reputation as a public servant in the battle to get Americans to tighten their belts, dispatching over 500,000 door knockers for his efforts alone. No one could dispute his gusto for the job. "Supper," he complained, "is one of the worst pieces of extravagance that we have in this country." Children were a special concern of the government's, as is always the case in totalitarian systems. They were asked to sign a pledge card, a little American's promise. "At table I'll not leave a scrap of food upon my plate, and I'll not eat between meals, but for supper time I'll wait. I make that promise that I'll do my honest, earnest part in helping my America with all my loyal heart." For toddlers who couldn't sign a pledge card, let alone read, the progressive war planners offered a rewritten nursery rhyme. "Little boy blue, come blow your horn. The cook's using wheat where she ought to use corn. And terrible famine our country will sweep if the cooks and the housewives remain fast asleep. Go wake them, go wake them, it's now up to you. Be a loyal American, little boy blue." Even as the government was churning out propaganda, it was silencing dissent. Wilson's Sedition Act banned uttering, printing, writing, or publishing any disloyal, profane, scurrilous, or abusive language about the United States government or the military.